USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that all school districts in his state will reopen in the fall. COVID-19 infection rates are well below the required targets set by the state's Department of Health at this time. Cuomo said during a teleconference, "Good news, all schools can reopen. We have the best infection rate in the country." School districts are allowed to make their own decisions about reopening or what degree to reopen. They can do in-person school. It is up to them. Cuomo said the state will be able to bring the same level of intelligence to school reopening that it brought to the economic reopen, saying if anyone can do it, we can. School districts will be expected to submit reopening plans by the end of next week. Plans will cover issues like what happens if a student tests positive. Students in at least five states have already tested positive for coronavirus after going back to school. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.